You can help with the guests and all the rest. And we'll never stop till we take it to the top. To the top. Not the bottom of the top. To the top. To the top.
Greetings once again from Podcast Land. It is Richie Phillips here in a podcast studio constructed from merchandise marked down from a defunct Radio Shack down the street. Got everything 50% off. Perfect. This is Take It to the Top, or The Top for short, the podcast where I would like to get to the point where I can find out what you would like to talk about and who you would like to ask the questions of. Then we pool our resources together and I will take it to the top to get the guests, hence the name. Now, I spent a lot of years on conventional radio. For folks who listen in this area, you might know that I worked on WGNA. We were the Sean and Richie show. And the one thing that always bugged me, besides Sean, that's a joke, is that I had the incredible chance to speak to a lot of famous people, along with Sean, of course, and then later when Bethany joined us. But I kind of felt like we were on the air hogging the limelight, meaning that you folks never got a chance to ask questions because we never had time. You know, a lot of sponsors, a lot of other things to get to, and we never really had a chance to really take enough phone calls. So I really wanted this to be a way for you to access guests a lot more. Well, how are you going to do that? I'm recording this stuff in advance, and you can't call in. And I found a workaround. If we're friends on Facebook, you can message me. And when you start a new message, you can obviously take a video of yourself asking the question. And don't worry if you haven't taken a shower. I haven't taken a shower either. I'm doing this podcast. I only use the audio part. So that's all you got to do. You send me the video and I just pull the audio off of you asking me the question or asking the guest the question. Or there's another trick. There's a little microphone icon at the bottom where you can record your question. And you do that. You send it to me. I get the guest on the phone when I'm recording my interview. And I just play the question over the phone to that person and that person answers. So at least it sounds like you're talking directly to the guest. That's about as close as I can get to direct conversation right now. So that's really the way to do it until I can get a little more sophisticated and would love to hear your questions. Now, the next guest that I'm getting is Sawyer Fredericks from The Voice. So if you have any questions for Sawyer Fredericks, anything about The Voice, anything about the process of him getting on there or what he's doing now or that type of thing, ask it, and I will feed the question down the line to him and let him give the answers. Very simple.
Take it to the top.
We'll be getting to my guest in very, very short order. Her name is Maria Pareca Papa from the iconic Pareca's Restaurant here in upstate New York, actually in Schenectady, New York, but it is nationally and actually internationally known. This is an exclusive. She's going to give out the ingredients to a recipe for eggs in purgatory that you can make right at home. So stick around. But first, I'm going to take it to the top with my own personal top complaint of the week. The issue of the week here, which is going to date this podcast when you listen to it in the summer, but we are in early January and the temperature is like -5 degrees as I'm recording this morning. And what makes it even more painful, besides the cold weather, is that something very, very dear to me died 2 days ago. And I'm so upset. And I'd like to sing you my tale of woe, if you don't mind.
I can't believe I almost cried, 'cause it was 4 below outside. Can't plow the place where I reside the day my little Bolins die. So bye-bye, little snow-throwing guy. You've been pleasing every season since 1989. It's no joke, you pull the rope and there's black smoke 3 feet high. What a crappy day for that thing to die. And not a bit of sympathy from my wife. I tried to start that baby for an hour or two. Every part of my body was a shade of blue. Dejectedly, I walked away. So I went down to the hardware store. I saw a shovel on sale 2 weeks before. Shovel? Never thought I'd need one. Hey, Faye! Every time it snowed, I would scream and shout and quickly whip the Motrin out. 3 pills I'd be taking, 'cause it was so backbreaking. Until the neighbor I admire most, he's the one who lives real close. He said if you can't get that thing diagnosed, then you can sure use mine.
Wow.
Bye-bye, little snow-throwing guy. Yes, for my neighbors, there'll be favors. Lots of beer I will buy. I can now delay this purchase. Oh, I'm not shy. I'll mooch off him till the day that I die.
Little postscript to the story. The next day, our washing machine died. I'll have a song for that next week. But I digress. I now present, ladies and gentlemen, my interview with Maria Papa from the iconic Parecas Bakery and, of course, more Parecas in Schenectady, New York. This is recorded in two parts, my general interview with her, and then in the second part, which is going to be like a bonus podcast, it is her recipe for eggs in purgatory. This will be the first time you go to heaven and purgatory at the same time. Ladies and gentlemen, Maria Papa.
Buongiorno, Richie Phillips. Buongiorno.
Oh, this is so great having you on.
Yes, we are Parecas Bakery and more Parecas Italian Kitchen. Both of our places are in the Little Italy section of Schenectady, New York. And it really is for those people that aren't in, that are listening, that aren't in the upstate New York area. Maybe you're from downstate or Montreal or Boston. A little trip to Parecas Bakery is worth it. We are a destination. You will not be disappointed. We have a coal-fired brick oven.
Yeah.
and we will, you know what, travel to us and we will gladly give you a tour.
Well, you know what's interesting when I think about your place? We're going to do like a word association game. If I say the word Parecas, if somebody says Parecas to somebody else, what do you think is the first word that comes out of their mouth?
Bread.
Exactly.
Well, that's our signature product.
Right.
It's our coal-fired, hard-crusted bread.
Oh.
And you know what, Richie, you really don't get that anywhere else. You know, I've been to Italy, I've been to Boston, I've been to New York. I go into bakeries, I always chit-chat with the owners or the managers, tell them where I'm from, a little bit about our bakery.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to say, even in Italy, we couldn't find a coal-fired brick oven the way we have it at Parecas Bakery.
It's true. Sure. I've been in there. You actually get a coal delivery. Who does that now?
We get a coal delivery.
Santa? Is it Santa?
Just about. And we don't know how long that gentleman is going to be in the coal business because he's not young, and he delivers the coal in the back of a dump truck, but his dump truck is full of these sacks, these canvas, they look like giant L.L. Bean canvas bags.
Right.
And they are lined up in his dump truck full of coal, and he carries those in one by one into our little coal bin. So we're really lucky to have that operation, but we don't think it's going to last very long.
And going back to your history about this oven, how old is this oven?
A Parecas Bakery has been in operation with my family for 104 years.
Amazing.
So my grandma and grandpa Pareca started More Parecas in 1914, and it has been owned and operated by my family ever since. So that's you know, we work hard, Richie. We work awfully, awfully hard, but we have something to show for it.
Sure.
We're lucky. We're really blessed.
And what other old school traditions do you carry on there? You have the oven from 100 and X amount of years ago.
We've got the oven.
Right.
And we've also got something called tomato pie.
Yes.
It's nothing special, really, but it's just so delicious that everybody loves it. It's a room temperature grated cheese pizza bread kind of a thing.
Right.
And it's big in Utica. There's a lot of Italians in Utica. So some people call it Utica pizza.
Oh, really?
Utica pie. They call it Utica pizza, Utica pie. We are Napoli Don, which means that we, you know, my grandparents came from the Naples region of Italy. And this is big. This is a big Napoli Don tradition. We make it big sheets of it and just cut it in squares. So you come into my bakery and you could buy just one square for $1.65.
Oh, really?
Or you or you could buy, you know, four squares or the whole sheet. It really is special.
You know the guy that delivers the coal in the big truck?
Yes.
If you could make that truck, fill it with that pizza and bring it to the house.
Thank you.
Another one of the favorite dishes that I've had the privilege of trying was the Feast of the Seven Fishes, which is something you do every year.
Yes.
How did that come about? Could you give a little brief background of that? Because that's unreal.
It's a Christmas Eve tradition.
Right.
You know, there are so many variations. Some people have 12 fishes.
Oh, really?
My family has always done just 7 fishes.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is a smelt appetizer. Smelts are those little fishes that kind of look like bait. And then the other 6 fishes are all put together in this kind of fish bouillabaisse stew kind of thing. We call it frutti di mare, fruits of the sea, over linguine. And that kind of fish stew is very heavy on bacala, which is a salted cod. And at least my family, that's what we have always done.
Right. And to quote a car dealer in the area, it's huge. Back to recipes. I have a listener question. I know we were talking about the bread. This comes from Susan Crisafulli Williams. How many loaves a day of that bread do you make?
You know, we get that question often.
Mm-hmm.
It is asked to us almost every day.
Really?
And the truth is we don't really count loaves. We, of course, keep track of how much bread we make, but we keep track of how many hundreds of pounds of flour we use in our record keeping rather than loaves. So it's a question that we get every day, and I'm unable to answer it every day.
It's many, 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 many loaves, we'll just say, right?
Yes.
Now we have another question from a Bridget O'Reilly, and I really wanted like audio, but that didn't work out. So I have somebody playing the part of Bridget O'Reilly. Is going to ask the
perfect.
Next question. Okay, so
perfect.
here we go.
I'm going to play the part of Bridget O'Reilly. Question for Maria. What inspired you to open up your restaurant, More Parecas?
I don't know if you recognize that voice by any chance.
Oh, yes. That's Dory Phillips. I love Dory Phillips. One of my favorite people in the whole wide world.
She says vice versa as well.
Okay. Oh, that's a great question. I purchased the building next door to Parecas Bakery, which was a dilapidated, boarded up building for over 20 years. It was just sitting there. And it was never owned by me or my family. It just happened to be adjacent to our bakery. And finally, I bought the building for a very, very reasonable amount of money because it should have been condemned and it was just sitting there. And I decided to renovate the building because I love recycling. I love recycling. I just buy, you know, I buy used cars, used clothes, everything.
Anything.
Gets recycled.
Right.
So I really loved the idea of recycling an entire building. And I said to myself, how hard can it be? It was really, really hard. I ended up doing most tasks at least twice just because I was such a neophyte in this realm. But I have to say, if I had to do it again, if I had to be a general contractor again. The learning curve has already been established, so I could do it again.
Weren't you digging in the basement or something?
Good memory, Richie.
Because the basement wasn't high, the ceiling wasn't high enough or something. Instead of raise the building, you went the other way and dug out the floor.
We dug out the floor
Unbelievable.
A few inches
right.
with 5-gallon buckets, hoisting them up one story and then out the building. and that was, that was back-breaking work.
And you did it.
And I did it with my son, Kip, and, family, friends that we could get together. And it was a time in our lives where we worked physically harder than we've ever worked before. And we are a family that's used to working hard to begin with.
Right.
It's literally been a $1 million idea. I think that the city was and continues to be hungry, excuse the pun, for something like more Parecas, because we are very, very traditional Italian food, and everything at Parecas has to be delicious and just the best you've ever tasted, because we can't compromise the integrity of our signature product, which is the Parecas bread, by introducing anything subpar at more Parecas.
Sure. You want to keep the tradition of the food, and you want to keep the look and the style of the building. Right.
Everything.
Exactly.
Right.
Now, so you have Parecas, you have more Parecas, but you have an exciting announcement. This could be like more and more and more Parecas.
More.
Because you're doing some work, right? More work.
Doing some work. We have a brand new executive chef
right.
and general manager at More Parecas. His name is Chef Christopher Tanner, and he's a Schenectadian to begin with. He is a Schenectadian who made it big in that outside corporate culinary world. And he decided to come back to his roots to head up more Parecas.
Lucky for you.
Lucky for me that Chef Tanner has family in Schenectady. Chef Tanner has two young children. He's got a young family. So it made sense for him to leave corporate America, where he was very successful, and come back to his roots, much the same way I did years ago. I returned to Schenectady to raise my family because for one thing, I wanted my family to be around extended family, and I believe in Schenectady. And I believed that at the time, and still do, that Schenectady needs people like me and like the like-minded Chef Tanner. So that's what's happening at More Parecas. And this isn't only good for More Parecas and my little enclave in Little Italy. This is good news for the entire culinary scene of Schenectady,
sure.
Really. I mean, it puts us on the map.
I was just going to say, you're already on the map, yes. But it puts you on the bigger map. Right?
It puts us on a bigger map, and it raises the bar for Schenectady and Capital District, the culinary scene of Schenectady and the Capital District.
But am I wrong? Are you actually doing a physical renovation as well?
Well, with Chef Tanner's coming on board, I've given him freedom to really make the menu his own.
Oh, okay.
Make the style of the restaurant his own, which is not too different from my philosophy.
Sure.
So it's not like he's changing so much, but he is freshening up, the restaurant. We're sharpening the saw, let me say.
Sure.
And every saw needs to be sharp.
You can always get better.
Every saw. Yeah.
You're the best as it is, but you can always get better. Well, there you have it. There is part one of my interview. Stick around for the bonus podcast as she gives a detailed explanation of how you can make eggs in purgatory. I will also have the ingredients on my website on my website at hirerichie.com. That's HIRERICHIE.com. I'll conveniently have a link on the Facebook page that'll take you right to the website, and then you can get the recipe. Oh, and speaking of Hire Richie, I have to throw in one shameless plug if you don't mind. Are you getting married? Having an anniversary or retirement celebration? Are you planning a conference? Well, I can DJ it. I can also play keyboards for your cocktail hour, even write a custom song for you. For testimonials, for ideas, go to my website at HireRichie.com. Can't remember it? Hit the jingle.
HIRERICHIE.com.
That's HireRichie.com.
Take it to the top.
Available on the Podbean app and also on your iPhone or your iPad in the App Store.